The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Always good to have you with us. Adam Gilchrist, welcome.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you.
The warship shortage.
Not easy to say.
No, I had to practice.
But, yeah, Theresa May gave her first business speech as Prime Minister here today, and she talked about the economy of tomorrow and investing in technology businesses. But then she took this major broadside over the defence of tomorrow. So a bunch of fellow MPs on the Defence Committee basically pointed to what they called a woefully low number of Royal Navy ships, and they raised all sorts of concerns about Britain's ability to deal with maritime security threats in the future. They basically say we are dangerously short of ships. And yes, the Royal Navy's got two new aircraft carriers on the way. But overall, the Navy now has 19 destroyers and frigates, half the number of 20 years ago, although I don't believe the world is half as dangerous as it was 20 years ago. And they say 13 of those 19 are going to go out of service in the next 20 years with only sketchy plans to replace them. If we were down to six, I think Admiral Nelson really would be turning in his tomb.
I think you're right. It's always a good insurance policy. I understand what the call is all about. Now, this is another call, this time to legalise cannabis.
Yeah, I mean, we debate this, don't we, constantly, your nation, my nation, in fact, the world, basically, whether to, in many cases, decriminalise, but whether to go further than that. And so we've got a think tank report here from the Adam Smith Institute who point out that 45 years of harsh prohibition has not worked. They say the use of cannabis has increased, but because of a lack of a regulation, so has the harm from its use. And the fact is that also, as they put it, a dark ages drugs policy means that all drugs, soft drugs included, are still linked to crime, corruption, and killing. And the report also points to the examples of decriminalization, particularly, they say, in Canada, Germany, and some US states. And I know that in Australia, you're a bit of a mixed bag, aren't you, according to where you are. But interesting as well, the Adam Smith Institute, after all, named after the philosopher and economist, the report says there's £1 billion in tax to be made from licensing cannabis. Do you know what? You'd have thought that would be the persuasive argument, wouldn't you? If the government can make money, they usually
do. Yes, it makes business sense, yeah. Big cars and small spaces.
Yeah, it's our new obesity problem, basically. Our cars are getting too big for our car parks, and insurance companies here report today a 35% increase in accidents in car parks in 2 years. They say a third of all prangs now happen while we are parking. You may be nodding your head to this. The reason is because apparently more and more cars, I mean, obviously in vogue at the moment, the 4x4s and the SUVs and
so forth.
And they are too long, too wide, and too chunky for the spaces that we already have. Plus, the car park operators themselves tend to make spaces a bit tight because they want to maximize space and therefore make more money. So, for instance, 4.8 meters long, 2.4 meters wide, that's the average parking space, when actually rather a lot of cars are now approaching both dimensions. And let's be honest, how many times have you got to your car in a car park and thought, do you know, I'm going to have to get in through the boot?
That's right, quite often.
It really is getting that bad, isn't it?
Yes, and the older you get, the harder it is to get in for some reason. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, and when you sell your car, it'll be owner, one careful contortionist.
No so squeezy. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate that. Adam Gilchrist.